You're listening to You Gotta Laugh, an improv podcast.
This is the show where we make stuff up because we like to imagine ourselves just swimming in pools of warm ranch dressing.
I can hear your front stroke right now. We're your hosts, Alicia Carrick and
Emily Milling. Alicia, what's our show about?
Our show's about to start.
We've
got improvisers coming in every week to make up random scenes and play random improv games with us.
Yeah, and of course we've got our weekly audience participation segment called What's Your Deal? And we're going to ask you questions every Tuesday on Instagram, and you tell us what your deal is. Send us a voice memo and you might just be on an episode of You Gotta Laugh!
No way! Yeah. No way!
Yeah.
And that's what this show is going to be.
Yes.
Emily and I are improvisers from where?
Toronto. And we just seriously needed to laugh.
And this was the safest way to do it. So we did it. And now we have a podcast.
Crazy.
Crazy.
Freaking crazy. And with that, we take you to a preview.
So it's like, what we can do is do Portage. I know this great little place that's called Alicia.
Tobermory.
And so we went to Tobermory and we just had such a blast. It was nice to reconnect with my child, whom I'd only known for 4 years at that point. And we discussed so much. Like, we talked about how she wanted to, Emily,
develop bear fighting skills.
Yeah, she wanted to develop bear fighting skills. And as a parent, you know, that's a challenging moment when your child reveals their deepest ambitions and desires to you. So I thought about it. I said, well, if you're going to be a bear person, you're going to be the best bear person there is. So I threw her in the woods and she fought a bear.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It's amazing. That's great parenting.
Where's Emily now?
She's dead. She, she won against that bear.
Okay.
She was like, this is so fun. I need to fight more of them. I really like it. I was like, calm down.
Oh, and then, no.
But she was eager.
She didn't listen to me. So she fought another bear, but that she didn't come back.
So just two bears.
Yeah.
Two bear run.
Yeah.
That gave me a little spark plug right in the old hip bone.
We got a hip bone reaction. Boy, oh boy, those don't come around too often, do they? But,
nope.
Well, yippee, okay, yay! We might have a winner of today's rotate this recording experience.
Oh yeah.
But anything else you want to hear from Jennifer? Hot Lips Tender was pretty good. Do you want to go for the second hip or?
Yeah, I would say.
A wishle washle is when you don't do your dishes for 4 weeks and you wish a washle would show up and do them for you.
Tell me what a washle looks like.
A washle is like a very long, extendable, it's like a telescopic sort of a handle. And then on the end of it, it's just like, it's like a little, like little shrimp fingers. So it looks like little shrimp on the end of it. And so they do like a scrub. So they rub around on your dishes. And then, but like, you know how on shrimp, there's like the little poo line. So these ones have double that. And so like the thing about these wishle washles is that, or the washle itself, is that like, you only really need to use it when your dishes are exceptionally dirty, because like, they're going to make them more dirty, but they do a great job of cleaning everything except poo.
They use
off
dirt
of
to clean
your dish. Yeah.
That was, so they're little shrimps.
We're going to play super surprise segment, hot celeb goss, celebrity gossip with Taryn Crankshaw. We want to know what the hot celebrity goss is, because Taryn knows everything. Taryn stalks them. Taryn hunts them. Taryn is the paparazzi with a paparazzi for her paparazzi. Taryn Crankshaw, investigative journalist of hot goss, celebrity hot goss. What is the latest goss on John Gosling?
John Gosling. Well, let me tell you guys. So John Gosling invested in a cabin in the woods years ago, but he hasn't been paying his rent. So he's taken up a new kind of occupation. Do you want to know what it is?
Yes.
Tell me it's something to do with baby birds.
Close. He's providing ear piercing services to preteens at Claire's. Yeah, I know. I know. I said the exact same thing when I found out.
I can't believe Claire's would, you know.
Well, you know, he's got all those children that are preteens, right?
He's got
so they're modeling
eight
for Claire's.
Oh,
God.
That would make
right?
sense.
So it's like a two for deal, right?
So he's like, I'll pierce one of my kids' ears, and then I'll pierce one of yours, and I'll just keep piercing all these ears.
Exactly. And he gets a lot of practice because there's 8 of them and there's 2 ears per child.
16 ears.
16.
John plus 16 ears. The name of his new TLC show.
Coming this November.
Ew. Somebody ordered a shipment of non-organic Cheetos.
It was Bruce.
Bruce!
I might have ordered the Cheeto that I think is better.
I saw you hanging around that Frito-Lay guy the other day.
Oh, dude's awesome. He's a delivery guy.
Frito-Lay is not organic.
Mr. Ken, you gotta understand. The delivery guy said, hey, man, you gotta try these. They're way better. You need them in your store. And so I reached down into the bag, and I pulled out a Cheeto that looked like a little figure of a caterpillar. They've added new antennae. They've got better dust. These Cheetos are the way of the future. So I just said, you know what? To hell with this healthy stuff. Give the people what they want already.
You mean to say that you have been non-organic for the last day and a half? Do you not realize your body is a temple?
Ken, it's a new world and my body's gonna be Cheeto-filled.
Herb, you also own the video store.
Oh, it turns out I got those eyelashes for the car lights you wanted. And I overheard you talking about one of my favorite movies, so Bride Wars.
Yeah.
You guys figure your shit out yet or what?
I mean, does anyone ever figure their shit out, Herb?
I figured my shit out about a couple years ago. It was after a significant car accident. But anyway, you guys have a merry old time. I'm going to go check these people out at the front. Carry on figuring it out. We all do it.
I've only married your father for his Banana Hut health food stores. And I've waited long enough. It's time for me to leave you and take your stores.
You're a franchise stealer, Mom.
Yes, I am. What are you going to do about it?
I still have a job here, right?
Definitely.
Ken, I don't know what you're going to do, dude.
Guess I'll just lie down on the ground here and wait to die.
Excuse me, but you bring your children around here, you mean to your place of work? I don't believe that that's considerate to your other city councilors. That is inappropriate work behavior, and you are now hereby penalized. I do not know what your punishment is, but that is something for you to decide. This is a self-inflicted punishment. What will your punishment be, Vivian?
I think I will be swimming in a pool of ranch dressing.
Thanks for listening to You Gotta Laugh, an improv podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, leave us a rating and review. That helps more people like you find our podcast, and it helps us beat the algorithms.
Follow us on Instagram at YGL Podcast. Send us an email at hello@yglpodcast.com and sign up to get episodes directly into your inbox every Friday.
Subscribe to You Gotta Laugh wherever you get your podcasts and share this episode with someone you think would love it.
They might need a giggle. Yes.
Huh.
So until next time, we are Alicia Carrick and
Emily Milling.
Have a fabulous day.
Oh.